Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The congregation is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you on this third Sunday in Advent. The reading from the prophet Isaiah for today is yet another prophecy telling of the coming Messiah. St. Luke tells of the time when Jesus returned to his hometown of Nazareth, where he read on the Sabbath in the synagogue the first part of Isaiah's prophecy, proclaiming to the people, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In this Advent season, we pray with the choir, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus," awaiting his return.
A reading from the 61st chapter of the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations."
Our epistle reading, addressed to the Thessalonians, reminds us all to rejoice, pray, and give thanks. The lives of the believers in Thessalonica included suffering and persecution, but St. Paul commends their faith and encourages them to remain steadfast, prepared for the second coming of Christ. We join in the joyous expectation of Christ's reappearing in the hymn, "Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers."
A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the church at Thessalonica in the fifth chapter. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it."
Thank you.
Last week's Gospel reading from St. Mark told us that John the Baptist was the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of "My messenger, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." Today we hear from St. John regarding who he is, but also who he is not, neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet. The unnamed prophet was foretold by Moses in Deuteronomy 18. John preached repentance, proclaiming forgiveness and baptizing. As we did last week, we hear another setting of the hymn, "Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People."
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. This is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one who you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
Thank you.
Thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School invite you and your family, no matter the age, to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all. Many other opportunities for worship present themselves in the next week as we continue to anticipate the birth of our Christ. The preschool and kindergarten classes will present their Christmas program at 6 o'clock Tuesday evening, December 19th. The final Advent service will be on Wednesday, December 20th at 6:30 p.m., preceded by a hymn sing at 6 o'clock. Grades 1 through 8 will present their Christmas service at 6 p.m. Thursday, December 21st. On Christmas Eve, a Lessons and Carols service will be held twice, once at 6:30 p.m. and again at 9 p.m. on Sunday, December 24th. The Christmas Day worship, which will include communion, will be at 9 a.m. on Monday, December 25th. Dear Lord, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation.